Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Mm-hmm.
So Miss Maria was trying to bring me on the line, but I think that her transfer button's kind of not working at this point. She wanted me to hop on the line and go over the program details for the Google Guarantee package.
Okay.
Do you know anything about Google Guarantee?
No, I don't know much at all about it.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and go over everything from the very top. So Google Guarantee is a service that Google actually built to trump all other pay-per-lead services. Have you ever experienced anything like, say, through Angie's or Thumbtack, House, Porch?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Right. So I say that to tell you.
I still use Angie's, and I don't want to use them anymore, honestly.
You don't have to. You don't have to. We can solve the problem for you. Google actually built this service to trump those type of services because they know what you guys have been through. To be very specific and transparent with you, they're some of Google's biggest clients. So what they do is they purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads, and then they capture the lead, and then they resell it to you guys, which is probably where the majority of your negative experience comes from, being the fact that you have to share the leads, there's no lead exclusivity, you pay for the lead no matter what, things like that, right?
Yes, of course. And they're also, a lot of them are scams, like 80% of them didn't even sign up, or the number doesn't exist, or they don't answer,
mm-hmm.
or they're like, oh, well, I was an accident, I didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up.
I didn't mean to call
like,
you, right?
No, they fill out this.
Mm-hmm.
So they fill out this thing, and then I get sent this information. I hit them up, and then they say, "Oh, sorry, our mistake. We're not even getting this treaty done after all."
Mm-hmm.
And it's still charging me $50.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Yeah, I hear all that. So, and the thing is that HomeAdvisor still considers that a qualified lead in the fact that you made connection. They can see that you talk with them for a certain number of moments or seconds. However, they don't consider the fact that, I mean, that call is not actually recorded. When the call is actually recorded, which is what Google does, Google actually records the phone calls for authenticity purposes. Because there's only two instances that Google actually considers it a qualified lead, and those two instances are only if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, or if you give estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty rare for what you're offering, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that being said, there are just a couple of requirements in order to be a part of the Google Guarantee program. The first of which is going to be, do you have insurance for the company?
What do you mean? Yeah, I'm licensed, bonded, and insured, yes.
Okay, do you have the residential general contractor's license for the state of Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. They're specific about the type of licensing that's required for this. So Google.
So I have a CCB, which is the construction contractors,
mm-hmm.
and I have a residential
perfect.
Contractors license, and I have insurance of $2 million.
Beautiful. Awesome. And then can you pass the background check?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Have you had any felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been almost 10 years.
Okay. Perfect. And then with that being said, the application fee is a one-time cost of $250. It is an
uh-huh.
upfront cost for the application and Google Guarantee background check and approval. That is for the company, not per employee. Now, do you have any other face-to-face employees that are going out and giving estimate on behalf of the company?
No, just me.
Just you. Okay, perfect. So the way it works is like this. If you do a search for tree service right now in your local area, it's going to pop up at the very, very tippy top of the page. It's going to pop up a couple of service providers, and it's going to say Google Guarantee with a green check mark next to their name. And if you click on what the guarantee is. It says Google guarantee, get it done right or Google pays you back. When you click on the details, this is a guarantee that is made to the general public. Google guarantee businesses pass certain checks. Their services come with a money back guarantee up to $2,000 per individual client within the first 30 days of services in the event that it could not be reconciled with the contractor. Now, it's very rare that it can't be reconciled with the contractor. In fact, we haven't even heard of any situation since this program's been out and we've been running it where that's actually had to happen. But that is what Google's guarantee is to the public is, hey, this company is tried and true. They are, in fact, a qualified company. They have licensing. They have insurance. This is the type of checks that we have gone through with this individual company, and we back them. Now, what they're backing you with is not just that $2,000 worth of additional insurance, which in the long run isn't a whole heck of a lot, which we know, but it is what Google's guarantee is. Now, with that being said, what they're guaranteeing you as the service provider is actual qualified leads. Now, with that being said, your company will go through the vetting process. The maximum amount of time that it takes for a company to be Google guaranteed verified is 4 to 8 weeks. I don't even see it often take that long. I've seen it happen in as little as 4 days. It depends on how quickly you get the Google guarantee application back to us. On the application itself, any felonies, they're not even going to run for any felonies that are older than 7 years, so you don't have to worry. I've had a guy who was convicted of murder 25 years ago, and he passed the background check, okay?
Perfect.
So, yeah.
That's been, I did a lot. I did 12 years in prison. And I mean, not for person to person felonies, no property crimes, literally what everybody else does nowadays legally. That's what I got in trouble for. So
it was the marijuana or what?
Yeah, that's the first. Yeah, it was.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't do all 12 for that, but it was all for distribution, and that was the first thing, you know. And
yeah.
And so it's been 2013 or 14 was the last
conviction,
yes. And I did all my time. I'm off parole and everything.
Beautiful. Yeah, some people have a pass. I personally, I've been sober for 7.5 years, so I understand.
Likewise, I have about 8 years right now.
Yeah.
Years clean.
So there's absolutely no judgment, you know, and Google understands, like, people have a past and they don't mark against it for you. They just want to make sure that you haven't had anything recent. That's all that it is. Okay.
Okay.
So with that being said, you pay the $250 application fee. We go ahead, we process the application, and we get everything moving forward. Once your Google guarantee approved, then we will contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month. Now, understand me, Mike, this is a above and beyond or separate of what it is that you currently have going on with Local Splash. Okay? This would be an upgrade. Okay? So some people get the wrong impression and they think that I'm saying it's, you know, whatever. Anyways, your cost per lead is $41.33 per tree lead. That does
Wait,
include...
I thought they just told me before I talked to you that it was $20 per lead.
If they told you $20 per lead, that was the incorrect number, and I apologize for that. I will speak with them because they have no business giving a number like that. There's no way that it costs that. The cost is locked in, and it's $41.33 per lead. I have your zip code as 97537, right?
Yeah, but I would like to do, I mean, can we do Grants Pass and Rogue River?
You could target wherever you want. The how we pull up the price point is based on where the business is physically located, and then you can target even the entire state if you want. The price point doesn't change, okay? But
yeah.
I just needed to know where that's where it's based out of. So with
I would
that
like
being,
to do Grants Pass and Rogue River just because the shop and everything is right out of Grants Pass, and it doesn't make sense for me to pay for leads to drive all the way to like Medford or somewhere else where
yeah.
oftentimes you're not even going to get, you may not get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The purpose of this is to just be like at the very tippy top. They're going to see your name. They're going to look at your reviews.
Yes.
They're going to see that you have 5 stars. And then hopefully they're going to click you. And if I can get in front of somebody, usually I can
close them down.
to close the deal. But it's like, yeah, usually, but it's like there's been a lot of underbidding lately with people that are not licensed or insured. So it's been kind of tough lately. So.
Well, that's the difference here with the Google Guarantee is the Google Guarantee actually, the people who are going to the guaranteed section on Google, Mike, what they're looking for is they're looking specifically for that guarantee. They're looking for the licensed and insured guys. All the guys listed on there are licensed and insured and had to prove it through paperwork. So they actually show a 33% conversion closing rate over any other type of pay per lead because people who go to Google, they see that guarantee next to it and they're like, okay, let me see. Google, first of all, is a household name. Then when it says guarantee, they click on it. They can look at your profile. They can look at your website. They can read all your reviews and they can even contact you and you're not charged for the lead. You're only charged if you give estimate over the phone. Or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. So spam calls, robocalls, all that are not qualified. If they're asking for a service that's not listed on your service profile or that isn't listed on your service radius, you're not charged because that's not a qualified lead for an area that you're servicing.
And is Google able to track all this without me having to go and physically tell them
Absolutely.
This stuff?
That's the greatest thing about it. So Google actually assigns you a specific Google call tracking phone number that you will be able to access through your client dashboard with Local Splash. It is above and beyond the call tracking number that you may have with us currently. This is one assigned by Google, and it does rotate, so you don't always have the same number because they know that sometimes competitors, you know, get on there and do hinky stuff, can run a person's bill up and things like that. So that cannot happen with this because the number automatically rotates for you. And then every time the call comes through, it's not sent to Local Splash first. And then we say, hey, Mike, here's a lead. Hope for the best. We also send it to five other guys. That's not how it works. These clients are calling you directly, and you know for a fact that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it says so on the caller ID, and it also says so right before you pick up the phone. It'll say LSA, which is Local Service Ad Google Guarantee Lead. So you know that it's a real-life human on the other end of the phone and that it's one of those leads. Now, if it's not qualified, AI is listening to all those recorded phone calls. So if it's not qualified, it doesn't meet the qualifying factors, you're not charged for the lead automatically. Okay?
Okay.
If one fell through the cracks, you have access to the dashboard, we have access to the dashboard, Google has access to the dashboard, and what we're able to do is we're able to go ahead and we're able to dispute it and get the refund on your behalf, and it goes back to your account. Okay? So,
yeah.
The way it works is like this. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we're going to call you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in a month. So the starting rate, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we're going to contact you and we're going to ask you for $539 to start your campaign. The leads will come in at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, Mike, say you take on the first couple of leads and you know that you're going to be booked for 8 more days. You know you're not going to be able to do any work, let alone take on any phone calls or do any estimates for 8 days or for 6 months. Or you take your wife to Tahiti, okay? You call and you pause the campaign. Wherever you pause the campaign, if you pause the campaign with $448 in it, then that's where it's paused, okay? And it does not automatically turn on. It doesn't turn on at all until you cut it back on. And it is not an automatic monthly charge. Wherever you pause the campaign financially is where it stops. When you unpause the campaign, we will go ahead and turn the leads back on, and they will come to you at approximately 3 leads a week. Once the budget is completely exhausted, then we contact you to say, hey, if you want to re-up the budget. Now, the latter is also true. If you want to, say you take on those first couple of leads, and then you want to take on 6 leads in a week, or you want 4 leads in a week, whatever the case is, you can also increase the lead flow. You're in complete control, okay?
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, what questions do you have for me for the Google Guarantee Program?
I don't. Let's do it.
Okay. So do I have permission to charge the $250 application fee to the card that we currently have on file?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and charge that now. And then the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a series of texts and emails. The first couple that are going to come through is going to be my direct phone number and extension line. Again, Amy Nelson. You know the company is Local Splash. And
yeah.
I'm going to be the lead on the account for the Google Guarantee Program. With that being said, anytime you have questions, comments, or concerns, I think you know our company is located here in California, right?
I didn't know that, but that's fine.
Oh, so we're on, the reason I say that is because we're on the same time zone. So we're available to you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, okay?
Okay. And Local Splash isn't going to be charging me anything extra, right?
No, we're not. It's our management fees already included with the entire package. There's no additional cost for this other than the exact price point that I've already given you.
And you will continue to work on my SEO and all that stuff to do what you said you would do in the first place, which was get me organic on the organically on the first page of Medford Grants Pass, stuff like that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So
okay. Let
me see here. This is coming to
you. So it's going to be $250, and then it's going to be roughly $500 a month for the leads.
Correct.
And I can pause them at any time, and then if I did were to pause them because I became too busy, what happens if, let's say, it's not a contract, right? It's month to month, correct?
Yep.
So what happens if, like, let's say I go to the first 10 leads and I'm like, okay, this is the same as Angie's. 8 of these were bogus. I don't want to do this. What happens then?
Then you just call in and you say, I don't want any more leads.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to participate in the program anymore.
And
you don't have to.
What number do I call?
I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct phone number and extension line. Give me just a second. So I'm the lead on your account for this, but you're actually going to have, what you're actually going to have is you're actually going to have the account management team for Google Guarantee, and there's only a couple of people on that entire campaign, and that's going to be, there's a lady named Bonnie that has an English accent. There is a gentleman named Ivan and a young lady named Aureli. So these are the same couple of people that you'll be contacting and working with. So the first thing that's going to happen is I'm going to send you out an email that's going to say Google Guarantee application on it, okay? I'm also going to send it via text, but if you can do it from your computer, I recommend doing it from your computer just because you're able to literally see everything a little bit bigger. If not, you do it from your phone, it's perfectly fine. From the Google Guarantee application, what's going to happen is it's going to ask you to upload business license, which is the residential contractors and the other licensing that you have. It's going to ask you to upload the insurance. It's going to ask you to upload the EIN number. It's going to ask you to upload your social security number as well as the driver's license information. Now, when it comes to, it'll ask on the application itself if there's face-to-face employees or workers. You're just going to leave it blank or put NA because you don't have any. Okay?
Okay.
I'm in this email that I'm writing to you right now, I'm literally including CPL as cost per lead. All right? Google has not changed the cost per lead on a program with Google Guarantees since 2018. In the event that the cost per lead were to change or update, we would inform you before we charge the lead budget. It would not be an automatic charge, okay?
Okay.
I just sent the text out to you as well as the email now. When you're filling out the application, it's going to ask for the minimum monthly budget. You're going to put in the $539. Additionally, you're going to you also are going to go ahead and you're going to put the areas that you want to target within there. The application itself is super easy, but if you have any questions or you run into any snafus, then you feel free to contact me, okay?
You're saying I can't do this on my phone?
You can do it on your phone, absolutely. I just find that some clients prefer to do it on the computer so they can see things, but you can absolutely do it on your phone. I sent you the application on your phone as well.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So I have to give the $250 and the $500 today?
No, I've already charged for the $250. The $539 is only due once the client, once you've been completely Google Guarantee. Once you've been completely Google Guarantee approved, we're going to contact you and we're going to say, hey, Mike, your Google Guarantee approved. Your ad is ready to go live. Are you prepared to pay the $539? If you're prepared, you say yes. Pay it, cut them on. If you're not, no, I need 5 more days or whatever it is that you need.
And these leads will not come through email or whatever. They'll come straight, like a phone call, right?
Straight phone calls.
Okay, cool. And then you need like my CCB numbers and my EIN numbers, or do you actually need the original copies from like Secretary of State and stuff like that?
Some of them is going to ask you to upload the photograph. The EIN number is just the number. The license number is the number, and then they ask for a photograph of the license. The insurance, they're going to ask for the Accord documents. You're going to upload those documents straight to the application itself.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to schedule a client onboarding for you. This is about a 15-minute phone interview where they're going to verify the application and information that we have. I'm going to give you obviously over the weekend because we're to the last half hour that we have here for today. But do you want me to set your onboarding for Monday or Tuesday? Or when do you think you can have the application completed?
Well, how long do you think it usually takes an average person?
If you have all those documents on hand, it doesn't take but 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, I have them all right here upstairs.
Perfect. Then it's going to be pretty quick for you. We could set it for first thing Monday morning if you want.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. First thing Monday morning for us is 7:30 a.m. Does that work for you, or do you need it a little bit later?
Oh, hold on. 7:30 in the morning. I have a job on Monday, but yeah, 7:30 is fine. But how long will that take?
It's a very quick phone call. He's literally just going to verify the information. He's going to upload your driver's license, and bam, that's it. Like, it's not a long call at all.
Okay.
If 7:30 doesn't work, we have appointments all the way throughout the whole day. You don't have to take the first appointment. It's up to you.
I would probably rather do it sometime around noon or 1 or something like that.
Okay, I'll do between
because
1 and...
Because it's a small job on Monday, and I should be done by then.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send out... I'm going to set it for 1. It's going to say GG onboarding. What's going to happen is 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a text and an email notification. Say you're still on the job. Just shoot back a text and say, Amy, I need to reschedule. I need it at 6, or I need it, not 6, latest you can get is 3:30. Say you need it at 4, or whatever the case is. I need to reschedule till tomorrow, okay? And then we're going to redo it for you, all right?
Okay.
All right. So everything else is, what are your hours of operation?
I mean...
When do you want the phone call?
Looks like Flash asked me to do, but I accept calls, basically. I mean, 24/7, really. But
okay.
I don't know. I would say 7 in the morning till... I mean, 9 o'clock at night. Are you asking as far as like for a phone call?
Yeah, it's for the when you're going to be taking the leads on. So it, if you want to take the weekend to think about it and just kind of narrow that down.
The leads thing is it sucks when Angie's or whoever tries the leads. Will they be able to leave a voicemail?
They can absolutely leave a voicemail. They're going to get your absolute voicemail. But listen, if you don't want leads coming in, there's no like, so Angie's is supposed to shut them off after a certain time, right? If you're listed 24/7 because you're offering emergency services or whatever the case is, Mike, then your ad is always going to be live. But in the event that you only take calls, you know, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., then you're not going to rotate off. You're going to show on the Google Guaranteed list, but the green check mark isn't going to show that you're live at that moment. So they can't accidentally call you. If they were to call you, then what would happen is they have called you through your regular Google Business profile and the regular type of marketing from the website that we're offering you. Like, they can't, there's no like accidental charge with this. Does that make sense?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So what hours would you suggest, just like a normal, because I do offer 24/7, you know.
Emergency.
Emergency service, but when I'm climbing in the tree, but you guys don't charge me unless it becomes an actual lead, right?
You get charged if, when you speak to the client and you give estimate over the phone, or if it's, you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face.
Okay. Okay. So it's just, I don't know, normal business hours, I guess.
7 to 5.
I don't know, 7 to 5 or 7 to 7 or something like that. 7 to 5.
All right. I'm going to upgrade your website as well.
But my ad will be running at nighttime, right? Too?
Correct. We can run it 24/7 if you want to run it. Let me do this. I'm going to leave the hours of operation blank. That way they can go over with you based on the numbers in your area and all the other things. They can go over all that stuff with you to make sure that it's a good fit for the time frame. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, no worries at all. So let me see here. Wait a minute. This website, did we build this site for you?
No.
Okay. It looks good. I mean, our websites look good too, but okay. So I'm going to put no, you don't want the upgrade because we didn't build your site. Let me go ahead and put that in there. No. Okay. Everything is completely good to go. You're totally good to go. Go ahead and fill that application out. We'll be talking to you on Monday. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.